Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The Garda Síochána Commissioner has said the decision to stand down the Garda National Public Order Unit at 7am in Coolock in Dublin before disturbances there last July was not the right decision in hindsight. Drew Harris insisted, however, that calls for assistance were responded to, and we can take a listen to that now.
It has already been stated the Public Order Unit was on duty. It was stood down at 7am. In hindsight, that was not the right decision. We have accepted that, and that's already been covered with the policing authority. But beyond that then, when calls for assistance did go out, they were responded to. Gardaí from across the city did respond and acted actually with great professionalism in keeping the situation calm until public order units arrived as well.
Joining me now is President of the GRA, the Garda Representative Association, Mark O'Mara. Mark, you're very welcome to the programme. What's your reaction to that admission?
Well, thanks, Cormac. I suppose my first reaction is that 2 months for that admission to be made, it's surprising. It's extraordinary. It really is. We have said from the outset that we had concerns and real concerns in relation to the availability of resources to our frontline members and to the risks that they faced during the riots. And that was more or less denied. And now today there's an admission of that. And we're just concerned that it took too long, 2 months for that admission to be made.
The GRA was almost immediate, I think, in terms of raising a question about the order to stand down the Garda National Public Order Unit at that time. In meetings subsequent to that that protest and the admission today from the Garda Commissioner, was that ever expressed to you in the GRA, that admission, it was not the right decision?
No. Not at all. I mean, we have been very consistent from the outset. This is not something that we are raising today, that we are raising for the first time. We have been very, very clear and consistent from the outset that we believe that the resources available to our frontline members was too slow. And it wasn't a full support that they needed and resources in which to effectively police the riot at that time, insofar as for their own safety.
Has the GRA confidence in the Garda Commissioner following this admission then?
I suppose confidence in the Garda Commissioner will lie with our members. But our members, I think, would agree with the Minister of Justice and indeed the Commissioner himself that progress is too slow and that it's slower than he would like. And the Minister of Justice is also on public record for saying the same thing.
Okay, and you're non-committal on the confidence question. Is that it at this point?
Well, our confidence commissioner is quite clear. It was 98.7% of the membership when they were balloted said they didn't have confidence in the commissioner. They don't see the effective progressive change that they want to see and that they need to see. And so when asked the question, I suppose, Cormac, the only answer I can give is that they're not seeing any effective change.
Okay.
And so
can I ask you about last night's Primetime Investigates documentary? There was footage in that will have shocked an awful lot of the audience. But did it shock you at all?
I suppose, unfortunately, as a member of the Garda Síochána, with 28, 29 years service at the moment, it hasn't shocked me. I suppose, unfortunately, we have the benefit of reports from our colleagues. And so from the outset, we're very much aware of it. But the viewers last night, I've no doubt, would have been hugely shocked by it. Mm-hmm. Hugely shocked.
OK, look, Sorry.
No, I was just saying, we're still calling for resourcing and equipment and training, especially for those who are frontline, Cormac, who have to hold that line until the public order units get on scene. Okay. That is where we need the training for them.
Mark O'Mara, President of the GRA, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.